This is the Roster Report podcast from Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut? We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad? Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Friday, February 18th, 2011. Another Patriots.com Roster Report podcast. I'm Andy Hart, joined by Paul Perillo. And the big news of the week, Patriots showed their love for Logan Mankins on Valentine's Day by designating the All-Pro guard as their franchise player. First team in the National Football League to use the franchise tag this year. Since then, a number of other players have been slapped by their respective teams. But Mankins guaranteed a one-year salary of somewhere in the range of just over $10 million. If and when, you know, the league gets a CBA and he should choose to sign that tender and play for the team, Paul Perillo. But he had said at the Pro Bowl, wouldn't be happy if he were tagged by the Patriots.
No.
How do you foresee this playing out at this early stage?
Well, I wouldn't. Assuming that the CBA gets straightened out and there's a semblance of an offseason to hold out of, I think he will hold out of as many non-mandatory things. He will not sign that tender until he absolutely has to. I don't think he will take it all the way into the season, however, right, like he did last year. I don't think there's as much to gain as he had last year. Clearly a lot more money at stake. I think it's $10.1 million, something like that, as opposed to, about $3 million last year. So there's a big difference
which
what he could lose.
One and change when they cut the
right, number. But he cost himself about $1.5 million, $2 million. He could be costing himself $10 million this year.
Right.
So there's
a big
difference there. I don't think he'll hold out of any of that, any regular season stuff.
I want to read you the statement issued by the Patriots, and I do mean by the Patriots. There was not a name attached to the statement in the release announcing the franchise designation. Quote, Logan Mankins is a tremendous player. He has been a fixture on our offensive line since we drafted him in the first round of the 2005 NFL draft, and he remains an important part of our future plans. Unfortunately, we have not been able to reach a long-term agreement, despite many attempts and proposals by both sides. That remains our objective in utilizing the franchise designation, and we are hopeful that Logan will be a Patriot for many years to come. Will Logan Mankins be a Patriot for many years to come, Paul Perillo?
Not going to rule it out, but I don't think so. I don't think he's going to resign. I think there's still an opportunity to do that. I think that I don't think they were that far apart, but I do think that Mankins is going to sort of really be stubborn about this and draw a line in the sand and make sure he gets what he wants. And I'm not sure the Patriots will go all the way. And by that, I mean, I think you got to make him the highest paid guard right now in football. And generally, Andy, that hasn't been the Patriots' MO. They don't normally go all the way to the wall for something like this. I'm not going to rule it out. It could happen. I think there's some respect, and I think Mankins gained even more respect from the organization last year with the way he came back. Not because of how he handled the whole holdout situation, but how he was completely ready to go and play at a high, high level immediately, and the respect that he had in the locker room and the seamless way that he integrated himself without any kind of problem at all. Offensively, defensively, what was it? I think it was Ivan Fierce was our weekly conference call that week, and he said something like they're doing handstands in the offensive meetings
right
the week that he came back. That's a sign of just how respected Logan Mankins is. So I think he gained an ounce of respect from the organization that maybe he already had, but maybe it was a little bit higher because of the way he did that.
You talk about becoming the highest paid guard. Obviously the comp everyone uses is Jari Evans, All-Pro guard, New Orleans Saints last summer, get a 7-year $56 million contract. That's the range you're going to have to get in. You know, whether you actually have to get a dollar more than that or get above that, that's the range you're going to have to be in for Logan Mankins, because he is a multi-time Pro Bowler, a first and second team All-Pro at various times, earned All-Pro recognition this year in just 9 games, earned Pro Bowl voting in just 9 games, which tells you how much other players and coaches think of him. It's not just the fans. That's a three-way vote, and players and coaches are two-thirds of that vote. So there's a lot of respect for Logan Mankins' skill, you know, not just his work ethic and not being injured and all that, the flat-out skill that he's one of the best guards in football. and he wants to be paid as such. So it'll be interesting. I agree with you. I don't think he'll miss games during the year. I think he would hold out of any
offseason. Do you think he'll be a Patriot for years to come?
I do. My gut tells me he will be.
Okay.
You know, last year I think they took care of Vince Wilfork as the centerpiece of your defensive front. You know, every part, everything you wanted from a guy, a hard worker, good teammate. They took care of Tom Brady just before the season. To me, Logan Mankins is next in line. And one big issue I think there is he's not only your best, most consistent player, but long-term, he's the guy I think you need to build around on that line. Matt Light could be done. Dan Copen, not getting any younger and has had some struggles. Yes.
Why are you pass blocking?
Getting a punch. Getting a punch out.
And he has one arm out in front of him like, as if he's holding me off.
Stephen Neal clearly coming to the end. So you could have some young, affordable linemen like Sebastian Vollmer types at various spots along the line for the next 3-4 years.
Right.
The one guy maybe you need to pay to build around, pay a little more, use some of the overall value of the line. Logan Mankins. I think he will be a Patriot long-term. At least I hope so.
You take Matt Light and Stephen Neal. Maybe that money together is roughly what you're going to give Mankins. You save some money with whoever replaces Stephen Neal. Well, it'd probably be Dan Conley, whoever replaces the right guard. I don't know. If it's Nick Cashier, there's some money tied up there, too. Not nearly as much as you have with Light and potentially Mankins. But, yeah, no, your scenario is not
I think value-wise,
out of the realm.
Figure it out. And I think you need him. Locker room.
I'm not
field,
ruling it out.
Him.
I think that there's a chance that he could come back. I just right now my gut tells me no. And keep
your gut carries a lot of weight around
comments,
here. That's an old PFW in progress favorite joke. So if you want more of that, you know, highbrow humor, check it Tuesdays and Thursdays noon to 2, Patriots.com. I'm being confused. Okay, my producer is pointing at TVs and distracting me.
Because Albert Breer happens to be doing a stand-up, old friend Albert Breer.
If I wanted to hear Bert Breer speak, I can go anywhere. He's always talking. You hear his voice everywhere. He likes to hear his own voice. Kind of like Paul. Just kidding, Paul. On February 17th, that was yesterday, some more coaching staff changes. We had a bunch of them last week, which thankfully filled out the podcast for us. This week...
It was nice of them to do it over 2 weeks.
Yes.
So we had two podcasts.
And one of them that we speculated on, Brian Ferentz, who was an offensive assistant coach last year working primarily with the tight ends, is now officially the tight ends coach. He received that little bump. Will enter his fourth season with the Patriots and the third on Belichick's coaching staff. He was a scouting assistant before then, obviously the son of Kirk Ferentz, head coach Iowa, former Bill Belichick assistant. Harold Nash, as we sort of speculated last week, was promoted to the strength and conditioning coach after 6 seasons with the team. He also big part of the offense player development program off the field wise there. And a new name, Paul Perillo, George Godsey. Will he be a godsend for the coaching staff? Is a offensive assistant coach. Tell us a little bit about him. Or you want me to read it?
All I can tell you about him is I do remember him as a player at Georgia Tech. He was a pretty pedestrian quarterback there. I want to say during the Chan Gailey regime.
Yeah, he was under Bill O'Brien.
Yeah.
He played under Bill O'Brien.
So there's the connection. I didn't read all the details of his bio there. But I assumed that. And yes, Andy, why don't you get to that?
He joins the coaching staff as an offensive assistant after spending the last 7 seasons, 2004 to 2010, at the University of Central Florida. Home of?
Dante Culpepper?
Yeah.
Sante Samuel?
Yeah.
Brandon Marshall?
That's what I was looking for.
Anybody?
That's what I was looking for.
There's
they have
kind of a lot of guys.
There's three. There's no more than that. Give me more.
Benny Sapp?
No. Really? Do those two belong in the same class?
Did he go
class?
To Central Florida? I don't know if he did.
He's
Samuel's
high friend. School boy. He was the running backs coach, not Benny Sapp. This is God save
him.
In 2009 and 2010, and the quarterbacks coach from 05 to 08. He originally joined the Central Florida coaching staff as a graduate assistant in 04. A quarterback at Georgia Tech from 98 through 2001, Godsey played one season in the Arena Football League with the Tampa Bay Storm. Didn't that used to be John Gruden's brother's team? Jay Gruden, the new offensive coordinator of the... Bengals?
I think so.
I think he was with the Storm for a while. Anyway, the coaching staff looks like it's pretty much probably filled itself out. Corwin Brown left. They brought in a coach. They sort of reassigned some of the other duties. Mike Wojcik left. They promote Harold Nash. Maybe there's room for an assistant strength and conditioning coach. Maybe Joe Andruzzi could fill that role. He's kind of been an unofficial assistant with the team over the last couple of years doing various duties with the team. So maybe
he'll
just have an increased role with both the strength and conditioning program and maybe player development. I could see him filling a role in that area as well. But coaching staff is filled out. Logan Mankins, by the way, I should clarify, did not get the exclusive franchise tag, so can still negotiate with other teams at whatever point that becomes legal under a new CBA.
Okay.
The compensation would be 2 first-round picks in return for the other team signing Logan Mankins. which would make it unlikely, which means in all likelihood he will be the property of the New England Patriots this summer and heading into this fall. We'll see how it plays out. We've seen these guys traded before with Matt Cassel. We've seen them sign long-term deals like Vince Wilfork did last March. But Logan Mankins for now is the Patriots franchise player. And as Fred Kirsch would say, we'll see. For Paul Perillo, and, I'm Indy Hart.
We'll see.
And we'll see. And that's another Patriots.com roster report podcast. And that is the beautiful Katy Perry singing. That means we've come to an end. So until next Friday, peace out.
Hi, this is Troy Brown. Download the podcast now. Bingo!